Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with staff and volunteers of Cornerstone Center for the Arts. Cornerstone is a hub for the arts community in Delaware County and hosts a variety of events, arts and otherwise, throughout the year.
My name is Robbie Tompkins, and I'm the Executive Director at Cornerstone Center for the Arts.
My name is Carly Akery King, and I'm the Director of Education and Communication at Cornerstone Center for the Arts.
I'm Gary Addison. I'm a retired Muncie teacher, and I'm a board member at Cornerstone Center for the Arts.
The thing I love most is that anyone can come to Cornerstone and do anything. We have programs for all ages, from literally infants all the way to adults, and we provide opportunities for anything and everything you can imagine, and all art forms, all sorts of activities and functions. The thing that I love most also is that we are reaching out beyond the borders of our building, and we are finding connections with other nonprofits in the area. We work with actually 42 other nonprofit organizations. We have classes at the Youth Opportunity Center. We do classes with Bewley Center and Boys and Girls Club and opportunities for them to come to our events. We reach our hands out and provide workshop opportunities to the Boy Scouts, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and clients at Meridian Health Services, one of our great partners.
A parent stopped me in the hallway and told me about how much her and her child really enjoyed coming to the classes at Cornerstone. Her child was having some health issues, and the doctor suggested that she get her active in different types of things. So I think the child was taking a tumbling class, a cheerleading, and a dance. When she was looking for programs, she looked at other places that may offer those similar things, but the prices were more than what she could afford, and she was a single parent. And she was just so happy that she could find somewhere where, one, her child would be accepted no matter the way she looked, and two, that it'd be somewhere that she can afford on a single person's budget. So she did get some financial aid, but then still had to pay some out of pocket. But we worked with her and made payments, stretch them out over a period of time. She could make taking those three classes at Cornerstone affordable for her family. I think her daughter was older than some of the other children that end up registering for the class. And she said that never once did she feel uncomfortable because of her size. She wasn't sure like what the class would be like, or, you know, if she was going to be a good cheerleader, or if she'd be able to do all the moves. And the class really made her comfortable and, you know, kind of gave her that self-esteem boost that she needed.
As we're going into this technological age, we get so many kids that are tied to their iPad or their iPhone or their MP3 player or whatever that might be. I think Cornerstone's offering an opportunity for them to get into some actual hands-on things, whether it's creating a piece of art or learning to dance or learning another language. There's so many of those kinds of experiences that a lot of today's kids would miss if there wasn't an opportunity like we provided.
We love to have volunteers help out whenever possible at Cornerstone. We have them opportunities for them to provide volunteer-supported events, classes, and different activities throughout the year. All they need to do is contact us and let us know they're interested, and we will find a place for them.
Information on how you can connect with Cornerstone is available at www.cornerstonearts.org or 765-281-9503. Next week, we'll feature a special one-episode spotlight on Schaefer Leadership Academy, our partnering organization in producing Community Connection. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.